You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Hi, welcome to Shu'em Healing. My name is Stefan. And today I would like to introduce you to a technique called shamanic dreaming or shamanic journeying. And you could say that in daily life our attention is just about all the time focused on mind and matter, or mind and body perception, and a very superficial layer within soul or feelings. And you're just watching yourself, you can see that a lot of your attention is flowing into the internal monologue, which is talking to yourself, talking in words. And talking in words or thinking is mind. Yeah. And besides that, a lot of your attention flows in perceiving the material world and interacting with the material world. And this technique is focused on communicating in the first place with yourself on a very deep level within the subconscious. And this layer on which we focus is not a personal level, no, it's a collective level. You could say what you try to do with this technique is to communicate, as I said, in the first place with yourself on a collective subconscious level. And that's a transpersonal state, which means you're there, but there's more than you. You can experience more than just you. Because in daily life you mainly experience I, your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions, your this, your this, your this, your this. Everything is geared about around you, around this I. In this technique you go very deep within the subconscious, and there's less of this I, of this specific form of I, which makes it much more open and much more connected to everything around you. You could say that this layer in which you journey, so to speak, because journeying is a sort of dreaming awake within a very certain layer of consciousness, it's very helpful, this technique is very helpful for harmonizing your life. Because your life gets determined mainly by how you feel. Because you do everything in your life for a feeling. You want to have success for a feeling. You feel you want to have this or that for a feeling. Everything you do for a feeling. So if you can harmonize your life on a very deep level, you will notice that a lot of things you do now to get a certain feeling, you don't have to do anymore because you have the feeling. It's very, very beneficial. And what you try to do is to communicate with yourself on this level. And because this level is in the subconscious, which is another way to say, like, it's not conscious. You need a technique or a way to shift your attention away from that which is conscious all the time, and or that what you're conscious of all the time, and direct it to this very deep layer. And you can do that in various ways, in various cultures, in various times. It's done in, you know, several ways. A way which is used a lot here in the West and which is very accessible for Westerners is making use of how would you say, a visualization. And you or I will support that with percussion. And first about the percussion. We will start doing this in a few minutes. And when we start doing this, you will notice that I will start drumming. And I will start drumming and I will drum a trance beat. And this trance beat has a very specific effect on you. It's not meant to listen to. The drumming is for your body, so to speak. Because what this trance drumming does, it synchronizes your two sides of your brain. One side is much more connected to mind, which is thinking in words. And the other side, and this is mind is also mainly what's conscious within us. And the other side of your brain, it's much more connected to feelings. And feeling is subconscious. Well, the drumming synchronizes your both hemispheres, the two sides of your brain. So it's much easier for you to shift from the mind state to this deep soul level. So it's meant as a support. And also you will notice as soon as we start doing this journeying, the drumming gives a sort of frame, because your attention will go from some experience to thinking about the experience, so you get in and out of the experience. And because the drumming is going on, I create a grid or a frame in which you can easily shift back your attention to what we were doing, and the energy is still going that direction. Because what you hear on the drum is a, you could say, is an expression of what's happening during the journey in this case. And at the same time, it's leading, yeah, it's giving direction to that. So that's about the drumming. That's what that's for. And while I'm drumming, what you're supposed to do, and this is very helpful, this is just a technique to shift your attention. This is not actual journeying, this is a technique to shift your attention. Just imagine, right now, for instance, you're sitting. Just imagine that right now where you're sitting, you go through the floor, and you just go down and down like through a very long tunnel, and this tunnel leads through the center of the earth. You go down this tunnel, let the drums pull you down this this tunnel, deeper, deeper, deeper down, till you come to the center of the earth. And when you end up at the bottom of the tunnel, you will see that you have ended up in a different world. And then you stay underneath the tunnel, and you look around where you ended up. And then you will notice I will drum for, you know, around 15 minutes or something. And when I stop drumming, then it's silent for maybe 10 or 20 seconds, and then I drum a very different beat. And that's always the signal to get back. So then you get back through the tunnel and until you're here again. And so I start drumming, and you imagine you go through the floor right here, through a tunnel, straight, straight down to the center of the earth. Let the drums pull you down. And once you're down, you look around where you are. You stay underneath the tunnel. And then when I stop drumming, it's silent for a very short period. And then I start drumming a very different beat. It's always the signal for coming back. And then you come back through the tunnel until you're here. You hear the bell. And it's the end of the first journey. And this is just, the first thing is just to practice making the shift from this mind state in which we are most of the time to this very deep state within the subconscious. And this is not the journeying. The journeying is the parts after this. This is just the shift in your attention. So, we're going to do it. So, close your eyes. Switch off this mic and turn to another mic so it will sound a bit different. Because this wireless mic will ruin the sound as soon as I start drumming, so I have to shift the mic. So what you do, you go where you are, you go straight through the floor to the center of the earth, through a tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel, you go all the way down. When you're at the end of the tunnel, you end up in a sort of landscape. Look around, stay there until I'm silent, and I change the drum beat, and then you come back. All right, let's do it. that's a way to shift your attention from your daily state within your mind state to a very deep state within the collective subconscious. And you could say at the end of this tunnel is another world. And then now it's time for our shamanic healing ritual. And this ritual is aiming at putting your attention in a very wide open peaceful state within yourself. During the ritual you do not have to do anything at all. The best thing you can do is sit down or lay down with your eyes closed. And just let the ritual take you to this very peaceful place within yourself. And you could say it's what you are on a deeper level. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make some sound or music and parts in which it will be silent. And it ends with the bell. And during the ritual, don't try to think about it. Don't try to compare it or do all sorts of things. Just try to relax. Don't think about it. Try to flow with it. And what just about everybody will notice is that the more we get to the end of the ritual, the more peaceful and harmonious you will feel. And that's exactly the aim of the ritual. Alright, I hope you enjoy it. In case you have any questions, remarks, or you want to share your experience, please feel free to contact us, and you can contact us through the mail, which is info@showemsoulexperience.com. And I hope you're here again next week. Okay, enjoy your time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.